Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. A woman who allegedly killed a father and his daughter in Bidgerton will have her case mentioned in Maryborough Magistrates Court again. Kristen Leslie Olsen was charged with the double murder after Todd Mooney and his daughter Kira were found dead inside a burnt shed in December 2022. Miss Olsen's matters were mentioned in court yesterday, but the case was adjourned until May 13. No pleas have been entered. Bonza flights are still taking off from Toowoomba despite several cancellations across the network today. Flights out of the Gold Coast to Mackay, Avalon, Launceston and Proserpine have all been cancelled. The head of Bonza says discussions are being held over the airline's ongoing viability and has temporarily suspended flights across its network. Landholders are still confused on what land valuation increases mean for their rates. That's according to Agforce. The Valuer General issued the new land valuations to 20 local government areas in Queensland on March 26 this year. Land evaluation specialist John Moore says their workshop tried to ease concerns in Gundawindi yesterday, with the new values ultimately impacting people's rates.
Obviously, at first, people are a bit shocked about how much the land valuation have gone up. We go through the process and let them better understand what these impacts will be.
Collisions with wildlife are more common in regional areas like the Darling Downs, according to the RACQ. The body has recorded a 25% jump in the number of insurance claims for motor vehicle collisions with animals over the last year. Chief Executive of Insurance Trent Sayers says drivers need to be alert, especially at dusk and dawn.
Our experience shows between May and October as being the peak period for these claims to occur. So around that time of year, motorists really need to be that bit more careful on the road.